And we're live.
Hi, this is Joshua Mead, and this is the Masters of the Galaxy podcast. Brian Ozone can't be with us at the moment, so let's get started.
But wait, we should note that he will be here. He's just...
He's at the moment and unable to join us.
He's getting rid of some Taco Bell, I think. We'll put it that way.
I promise to be good and not be, you know, inappropriate. So let's move along before I break that promise. Last couple weeks, we have been promising you guys that we would talk about new adventures. And things haven't been going as planned, but this week we are going to hit on it. Now, before I start, I'd like to let you know that what I'm about to do is rate the first episode and talk about it in such a way that it is neutral. Now, everyone knows I don't like new adventures, but that doesn't mean it's all bad. So I'm going to approach this with my opinion, okay? And I'm going to explain why my opinion is thus. Don't take it as biblical. Don't take it as, you know, a reason to burn me alive in effigy. It's just my opinion. Okay? So, let's get started. With the first episode of New Adventures of He-Man, it occurred after they had lost, basically, fan interest in the toy line after some mismanagement and, the cartoon kind of petered out because, again, mismanagement of the property. And not being able to maintain interest in it. So I guess what they did was they thought that they needed to appeal to a new audience. And to do that, they went to this company that is a, like a Japanese animation company based in the United States. I don't remember right now off the top of my head because for some reason I did not write it in my notes, the name of the company. But they did a few other things that I didn't recognize any of the stuff they had worked on. So, yeah, that tells you something. In the opening sequence, you know, when it first comes on and, you know, you see, hi, I'm Adam, and, you know, all that. It kind of starts the same way, but Adam is not recognizable. You do not look at this guy and go, hey, that's Adam, or... there are elements of Adam in this guy. I'm sorry, some of you might disagree with me, and please, if you do, feel free. Feel free to respond. But when I saw him, he didn't look like Adam to me. He looked like a guy in a dress. It did not look like Adam. I don't know why they felt the need to change things so abruptly. And then, he says, by the power of Eternia. This is strange for somebody who's already a fan of the show, because that's not a phrase that they use. Because the power isn't in Eternia. It's in Grayskull. So evoking the power of Eternia really doesn't do anything, because unless something got skipped over, and unless I missed something, the power of Eternia is not an evocation of any spell I know of during the time of He-Man. So, while the world is magical, the power doesn't reside there. It resides in Grayskull, or at least underneath Grayskull, depending, again, on which canon you go to. Now, like I said, it's Japanese animation. I'm not a fan of Japanese animation. Or anime. Whatever you want to call it. Not a huge fan of it, but there are animes I like. So, that's that. You know, it's not like I'm just going to, you know, pee all over or something. The animation, when it comes to like the fluidity and the interaction of the characters, and it like flashes over to a girl and her little brother, I guess it is. It's very fluid. Okay. It's a very nice starting sequence. I liked it. It didn't borrow too much from the old show, and they were trying to move forward. But the problem I have is that they don't explain why the evocation changed, and they don't explain why He-Man looks absolutely nothing like He-Man. His sword doesn't look like He-Man. His face doesn't look like He-Man. The only thing that he says He-Man is the fact that he has blonde hair, and that doesn't say He-Man.
Well, part of I know part of the problem was that Filmation went out of business. So, I mean, Filmation closed and was gone, and there was nothing they could do, you know, to bring it back. So they had to switch things and take things in a different way with a different studio. And of course, the studio is going to have its own look and its own feel. But maybe they could have been a little better in easing that transition instead of just having everything flip.
And I agree with that. If you're going to buy a property that has a large fan base, you should, at the very least, pay homage to the property. You bought He-Man. You didn't buy Dude with a Sword. I mean, if you want to change it up, change it up. But leave something for the fans. You know what I'm saying? But when I look at the art, it looks a lot like Robotech. When I'm talking about the ships that they use. But, you know, after thinking about it, when I wrote this down, I started thinking about it, and I'm not sure that that's actually correct. The ships that they use look like these giant slug things, and I've seen them before, and not in the show. I just am unsure if it is Robotech or another property, you know, another show. But whichever show it is, it looks almost identical, and it's right there in my head, you know? It's like on the tip of my tongue. I just can't really pinpoint it. So if anyone knows what I'm talking about, or if I'm just crazy, let me know. And the thing that gets me, you know, it says Primus, you know, I guess that's future Eternia. They call it Primus. And that kind of makes sense. I can't see, like, if it's like 2,000 years in the future or something like that, I can't see why they would have the same mentality that they do currently, right? So that actually kind of makes sense. And it's the thing that gets me, though, is this term, the way of the good. I mean, the power of the good and the way of the magic. It's awkward. It's weird. It's not a term that belongs with He-Man. It doesn't even match the way they talk. And I don't mean that in the whole argument that everyone was having about a week ago where, oh, you know, they use these words in Thundercats versus He-Man and we don't like it. I mean, the sentence structure doesn't work. It's jarring to me. I hear it, the power of the good and the way of the magic. And it doesn't sound natural. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't come across as a welcome addition to the franchise. It just sounds like something they shoved in there. And as a opening sequence. This is all just talking about the opening sequence. Standing by itself alone, actually not bad. I could watch it by itself, disconnecting myself from it being He-Man. I could buy this, right? Not buy it, but, you know, I could be persuaded to watch this show. you know, it's, but when I know that it's He-Man, right? It feels like just in the, we're just talking about the starting sequence, that they took parts of the show, they watched like an episode, took parts of it, and then didn't really pay attention. And said, hey, this would be cool, slap this in there. You know?
Do you feel the same way about the movie?
I know that Tyler Baker is going to snipe me from the top of a mountain for saying this. But I feel like the movie had no respect whatsoever for the original property. None. Like, less respect than this show did. The movie did not... it literally could have been any barbarian. It did not come across as He-Man. It was even worse than this.
Well, but what I mean is, though, if they had this movie that was about this barbarian from another universe that came to Earth and this evil guy followed him, and they didn't call it He-Man, they didn't call it Skeletor, they didn't call it Masters of the Universe, would you think, oh, this is kind of a fun movie, and hey, it kind of reminds me of He-Man, that's cool, and yes, not have a problem with it?
Yes, that's actually exactly what I would feel. I mean, I sat through some of the worst barbarian movies on the planet, you know, and I loved them. So that being said, the context is what ruined it for me. In this cartoon here, the context that they're just not honoring the property, they're not showing it respect. You don't have to make He-Man look exactly like He-Man. You can update his look. That's okay. It's okay to do that. But when there's, when other than being told this is He-Man, you have no idea that this is He-Man, you've screwed the pooch. Now the show itself, right? I watch it and I don't see anything that looks like Eternia. Because, you know, Eternia has a very distinctive look, right? Very, you know, you see it, you know that's Eternia. You know, purples and pinks and, you know, fanciful colors and twirls and everything. I didn't feel that way when I saw this. It could have been something out of any animation from this era out there. And I would like to say this. Before you think you want to just shit all over the show, the animation is superior to the original. It is.
You mean it's smoother than the Filmation?
It's just animation. Better in all things. The animation is 100% better. I really had to practice that in the mirror to not choke. But I'm giving, like I said, didn't I say in the beginning, I'm going to give this a chance, right? And I said, I'm going to be honest and open about it, and I'm going to be direct. I'm going to be fair, right? Well, if I'm going to be fair, then I have to be honest. And the animation is about 100 times better than the original. They're not reusing the same animation 100 times. You don't see a Hanna-Barbera screen where it's the same background over and over and over again. It's more dynamic. And it's just easier to watch. The voice acting is about 100 times better than the original show. I'm going to get into that in a second. Let me say this. He-Man, Skeletor, the girl, I don't remember her name right now because I've only watched it like, I went through it like two or three times to watch it, but I didn't memorize her name. The little boy sounds like a little boy. The little boy doesn't sound like some grown-ass man trying to hike up his voice to sound like a little girl or a little boy, you know? He didn't sound like that.
Or like when they have a woman, you know, doing the voice of Bart Simpson.
Exactly. But see, that kind of worked for Bart Simpson, but it doesn't work everywhere. Now, with this, it sounded like they were having conversations and not just talking at each other. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Man-at-Arms, He-Man and Teela were the best voice actors in the whole show besides Skeletor in the original series. Then you had people trying to make all the girls sound like this, and it just didn't. Like, it was okay for the sorceress, but not everybody, you know? And then, like, you could tell that it was the same person trying to sound like a different voice. In this, it sounded like they had real people talking, you know? And that I appreciated when it comes to these characters that I mentioned. I do have a problem with the premise. The premise? Hey, Brian!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Brian's here.
From
sorry about that, man. I fucking couldn't get out of the bathroom.
I noticed. The green fog has followed you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'm getting to the show now itself. Now, my problem with the premise of the beginning of the show is that they have this shield, right? And the shield surrounds Primus, which I guess is the future Eternia. That's the gift.
No, Primus is a different planet. It's just a futuristic planet that called back the hero to come to the future to help
them. Right.
Okay, because it doesn't explain that in the opening credits.
Hold on a second. I lost you guys. Hello? Hello?
There you are.
All right.
Yeah, it just says pulled to the future. It doesn't say pulled to the future onto another planet. You know?
Yeah.
Well, so it doesn't really. Like the original, when they did the beginning, you understood everything that was going on. You didn't even need an origin story. You understood exactly what was going on day one from the first 30 seconds of the show. This, it's just really confusing, especially if you're a fan of the old show.
Right.
Now,
I know we're running late, so let's get it honest.
That's what I'm doing. Now, the shield. There's a shield around Primus, right? And apparently, these mutants hate the humans. Doesn't explain why. Doesn't say anything about what their problem is. Why they're picking on this one planet when clearly this is a galaxy-spanning empire.
Well, no, the mutants are against everybody. It's just the mutants just does not like anybody but the mutants. That's what it's about.
Okay, so they're Nazis. Well, that's interesting. Okay, I haven't noticed.
That's basically
remember
it.
That I have not. Right. Okay. Now remember that I also haven't gone deeper into the show.
Okay.
Except for up to up to episode 15, and it never. During that time, explains exactly what their problem is.
Yeah, right? No, their problem is basically that they're against the world. They're against.
So it's worse then.
Yeah, they're just out for dominate. They just want complete domination, and that's basically it.
Okay, so where I was trying to give them a chance to go, okay, they just haven't explained what happened between them and the humans. I understand it's just bad writing. Okay, yeah. The shield is apparently the only thing that saves this entire planet from these mutants, and there's no war and no fighting on this planet. How you got that going, I don't know, but hey, kudos to you, right?
Alright, so let's get it, let's jump into it, because it's already quarter to eight, and
I've been jumping into it for 10-15 minutes.
Alright. Oh, I didn't know we were live yet. Alright, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the bad guys, which are in this show, are called the mutants. And they are, of course, still dumber than sacks of hammers. These people should not be able to even wipe their own asses, let alone have an interstellar empire of biotechnology ships and able to do orbital bombardments. These guys talk like they don't even know how to tie their own damn shoes.
Well, that's not necessarily true. In the beginning, it's a complete different world. In the beginning, they're more educated, they're more, they
it didn't come across like that.
In the beginning, they're more educated in the fact of, what they know what they want, they know how to get it, they know that basically they have a beef with Primus and with Cebrian, and they need to take them out of the equation.
Right, and there's no real benefit to it. They take so many resources trying to take out a planet that has nothing to do with them. Like, this planet, from what I understand, don't even leave the damn planet. There's nothing on this planet that's worth anything to them.
Well,
I have not seen.
Well, yes and no. Yes. Well, there are what in essence what they're looking for is they're looking for the council and the secrets that are with the council. So the mutants know that there is something going on within Primus of knowledge that they need to acquire. And with that being said, going further into it now, going further into the story is where He-Man and Skeletor come into the picture.
Right. Now, okay. That's where I go next. But first, before I do that, I want to talk about, because what I'm doing here is I'm just explaining, like, I'm rating it. Well, not so much rating it, but I'm just discussing the different elements of the story. And this, the bad guys, like we were just talking about the bad guys, right?
Right.
Amazing voice acting.
Okay. Well, the bad guys in the story are the mutants.
Right. And terrible. Their voice acting, the main bad guy, I won't call him the main bad guy, but the guy in charge of the mutants.
Sounds Flog.
Like a tiny child. He does not sound like someone you would respect.
No, he sounds like a buffoon.
Manipulated. He's a buffoon. He's an idiot.
Yes.
And that's the thing that always gets me about these old cartoons is when you go.
I'm going to give you my backstory on the whole New Adventures. When my New Adventures came out, I was pretty much in my later teens. And I pretty much already given up on He-Man. I already moved on to women and girls and drinking and, you know, drugs and all that good stuff as a high school kid. But I remember that when I first saw the figures in Toys R Us, I was absolutely disgusted with the way that they
looked. Yes.
They just looked horrible.
Big ass helmet on He-Man, just
well, yeah. I mean, not even He-Man. Just the mutants themselves. They just they just looked like a piece of clay, and they were just terrible looking. I mean, it was just garbage to me.
Yeah. Right. I agree. I had the same impression.
Yeah, and then I actually caught an episode, which came on early on Sunday morning. Super early, like 5:30 in the morning it came on. And to me, it just was not He-Man. It just didn't go along with He-Man. It was nothing that I knew about anything with canon. And I was totally appalled by it. I just couldn't accept it. I didn't like it. I just thought it was complete crap. To be honest with you.
Oh, no, you're right there. I am 100% in agreement. It was my same reaction.
It just didn't fit in. Here you go with He-Man with a ponytail, a complete different power sword.
Absolutely no explanation as to why he looks different.
Right.
And why he dresses different. No explanation as to why Prince Adam changed clothes. No explanation as to why the sword looks different. Nothing.
Well, that's the thing that bugged me was the whole power sword thing. To me, there was no need in changing the power sword. The power sword could have stayed the same.
Yeah, and it was bad looking too.
Yeah,
poorly constructed.
You try
to block something with that angle as a cross guard. It's just going to slide up and cut off your damn arm.
Right.
I mean, at least the original didn't even have a real cross guard. It had a sword catch.
Yeah. Well, I believe like the New Adventures He-Man Power Sword was more along the line of like a lightsaber sort of.
Not even because it steals. I mean, it's not even cool.
If no, it's not.
Well, it's a laser now. I'd be like, okay, I could do with this, but they didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, to me,
and the worst part is. He do shit like Lion-O now, suddenly.
Right. But, I mean, to me, it more or less, it was kind of in the lines of a lightsaber, not as an actual sword. So, to me, it kind of took away from the whole effect of the power sword.
Absolutely.
The halves of the power sword, however you want to go about it.
Yep. I mean...
And it just totally... to me, it just... At the time... Again, it just completely just did not make sense.
No, it didn't, and it still doesn't. No reason to change the power sword. If you just decide, okay, I'm He-Man, and I decide I want to just change my look. Okay, you're He-Man. You can change your look if you want to. But what reason would you change the power sword into a... It's not even a good fencing blade. It's like... It makes no sense.
Right.
The original power sword, as a person who understands weapons, is a bad design anyway.
Right.
But now you're turning into one of those. It looks like one of those things you stick in the top of like a cupcake to see if it's done.
Yeah.
And it's not even a fencing sword anymore. It's just. It's not an arm sword. It's not a. It's not a cruciform.
Right.
Double-edged sword.
Right.
It's just weird now.
Right.
It's like a rape. That's not a rapier.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. While we're looking at this, you mentioned Master Sabrian. I liked Master Sabrian and his character. I really did. I was drawn into the character.
Well.
Just like drawn into the girl, the little boy.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but I was drawn into Skeletor because he is fucking awesome.
Yeah, now, the thing with me is...
Skeletor is not Skeletor, though.
Well...
That's not Skeletor.
Well, no, it is... If you read the first New Adventures mini-comic, it explains a lot of how...
Yeah, why he looked that way and all that.
Right, and, it's a very good interpretation of... and it's a very good way of translating Filmation / the old school He-Man into the New Adventures He-Man.
Yes. But the problem with that is, though, that they don't even try in the cartoon. They don't even try.
Well, it's not that they don't try. The first episode of the New Adventures is an amazing episode.
It really is a good episode. I mean, I'm just saying... Aside from these plot holes that I'm picking out,
right,
the show stands on its own. And if it was not for the fact that this was supposed to be He-Man, I could like it.
Right.
I hated it for so long, I forgot that there might be good about it.
Okay.
You know? And yeah. I'm the first to admit when I'm wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
see,
okay. Here's the thing, though. Oh, you go ahead, and then I'll say what I'm going to say.
You see, what happened with me was when MYP went off the air, and I was in the need of a fix. I needed something, man. Like I just needed something to keep me going, to keep He-Man alive, and so I was able to catch a buddy of mine. He had all the episodes, and I was able to acquire them from him. And I was able to watch them all, and not for nothing, it's from start to finish, it's a continuation.
Yeah,
the story is a continual story.
Last, and each episode impacts the next episode, and that's
right.
What you didn't have in the original cartoon.
Right, like in Filmation. Filmation was just a standalone. Each cartoon was a standalone story, and you know. Each cartoon was its own story, and then and that was yep. it.
Yeah, but with when you think about it, that goes along with the old comics back that day, or like Sully, or like they, like all the Superman comics were just one-off comics.
Yeah, but with the New Adventures, you have to appreciate the fact that is that
yes,
from episode one to I forget what it, 128 or 132, whatever it is, it's a continuation. It is a continuation of, you know, nonstop from start to finish. And if we were to go and have another season and for them to come back to Eternia and have Jitsu at the throne in Snake Mountain, that would have been amazing to have Skeletor dethrone Jitsu, put him in his place, take back,
or get his shit punched in by Jitsu. That would have been awesome too.
Take and for Skeletor to take back what's rightfully his.
That would have been good.
That would have been good. That would have been great.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem though, is that they had so little respect for the original show that I don't think they ever cared about that.
Nah, not necessarily. I think they did have.
The first episode did not have a single, not a single heroic warrior, and not a single evil minion in it. Not one. All of the
look, they had King Randor, they had Queen Marlena in it. They did have them in it. They had Prince Adam turn into He-Man in front of his parents.
But that's not what I'm saying. You didn't see Ram Man. You didn't see Teela. You didn't see any of
Yeah, but they weren't in every episode of Filmation. They weren't in every cartoon either. They weren't in everything.
They didn't even show Cringer.
Well, thank God, because I'm not a fan of Cringer, and I'm not a fan of him talking. I think that's just a...
You shut your whore mouth.
I think that's just ridiculous. I never liked it that he spoke.
I loved Cringer. I loved Battle Cat. I like Battle Cat better than Cringer. I would have preferred being just Battle Cat, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, no, I was never a fan of Cringer speaking, of Cringer being a fraidy cat.
Well, I was not a fan of running away and trying, either. You know, but
I was never a fan of him.
Now, here's the thing: when you look at if you have ever had any kind of, you watched any of the old anime movies like Unico and Wizards. Wizards is not anime; it's Ralph. But a lot of like the oversized noses and the big ears and the dumpy bodies, and everybody's like one person like 2 feet tall,
well, like scientists,
like 6 feet tall. This does not appear throughout the entire show. Only with the scientists.
Yes, that's what I just said. Yeah, the scientists.
And the voices. Sorry, I was trying to continue my train of thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Your baby's crying or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to be respectful to that.
No, that's cool. They're crying in another room.
Now. Here's the thing. Everything else is drawn, and it looks good. Like, all the characters fit.
Right.
Everything fits. Even he fits with the rest of the animation. These characters do not fit. They don't look... It's not like all the characters are drawn that way. They are drawn goofy, like they're trying to mimic some of the old styles from these other cartoons.
Right.
And the thing is that they act so stupid and foolish and absolutely batshit insane. I wouldn't trust these assholes to make a new pair of shoes, let alone do anything technology-wise.
Right.
And the voices don't fit, just like the bots don't fit. The voices sound like, all right, when I'm sitting there listening, I'm reminded of the old Unico movie where the gods talk. That's what that reminds me of. They all sound like this.
Right.
You know? like that over enunciated, over the top voice. Well, you're just trying to make a voice that sounds different, you know?
Right.
And it's great. Everyone else is so smooth. Everyone else is so good. And then you get to that, and I'm like, line them all up.
Okay.
Just get Negan here and finish this shit.
I mean,
kill these fuckers.
Well, first off,
there's no excuse for it.
Let's just contain the language just a little bit, because we do have kids that do listen. So let's
okay.
Let's hang out with the F-bombs and stuff like that. But
all right, okay, fair.
But
I'm trying to be good, but that just it really irritated the living crap out of me.
The new adventures aren't it's not a cartoon that's made for everybody, but at the same time, if she with me, like I said, I needed a fix. After the MYP cartoon vanished and there was nothing else going on, I needed a fix.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back and revisit the new adventures cartoon.
I can appreciate that.
Now, I went into this thing open-minded. I went into this thing like I'm going to take it for what it is. And I'm right. Not going to hold back. I'm not going to think of anything. I'm just going to take it episode by episode by episode. Right. And to be honest with you, by doing it that way, I appreciated it so much more.
Yes.
It is such a great story. Jack Oleaster did such a great job with that, with what he was given. Again, Mattel handcuffed him with what he was allowed to do and what was he allowed
apparently
to do.
Not enough.
Well, he did with what he was given, I think he did a damn good job. That is a great story.
It's a good story. I will admit that. Yes.
Now, again, with that first NA comic, it's strikingly the Laser Lights, He-Man and Laser Lights Skeletor, which is essentially the New Adventures He-Man and New Adventures Skeletor. They look almost exactly the same, which brings up the thought of maybe this was going to be a continuation. Of Filmation, you know, like maybe Filmation was going to continue in somewhat going into space and time and whatever have you.
The way I understood it was that they were originally going to have it the son of He-Man, Skeletor.
Right.
I am so glad they didn't do, because that would have just been even dumber. But
it might have
some the oh my god, this isn't He-Man and this isn't Skeletor, you know.
Well, of course, nothing's going to be He-Man and Skeletor unless it's He-Man and Skeletor, and you have to accept that fact. Again, that's why I'll say it again. When I went back and I revisited New Adventures, I went into it, and I accepted it for what it was, not for what I wanted it to be.
Oh, yeah.
If you go into something and you appreciate it for what it's supposed to be, you'll like it a lot more.
I agree, and I do like this show a lot more than before. And by a lot more, I mean I went from wanting to take all new adventure stuff, line it up, and use a shotgun on it,
without a doubt.
I could watch this show.
Without a doubt.
And
I'm not
disrespecting who liked the show, because the show is likable.
Yeah, I mean,
problems.
When I first saw the figures in Toys R Us, and when I first saw, I don't even remember whatever the first episode was, I saw, I completely hated it. I thought the transformation scene was disgusting. I thought the power sword was not the power sword.
Horrible. And what the hell? Why is it making laser beams and force fields now?
Yeah,
this is. No explanation.
There was just a lot to it that made you not accept it.
And
But
right.
But
yeah.
Going back, and like I said, like going back and having an open mind and accepting it for what it is and not for what you want it to be, you'll appreciate it a lot more.
Well, that's the problem, though. And I understand what you're saying. And usually I would actually agree with you. But they take He-Man and they add nothing from He-Man. Nothing. There is nothing here that says He-Man. They could have named it anything. They could have called it Bob of the Universe, and it would have been the exact same shit. This says nothing about He-Man. And I mean, look at that. Look. If they do things, they do shit in the show, like Flipsup and Hydron look more like G.I. Joe figures.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They don't look like... They
do.
They don't fit.
They don't look like... They don't look like, you know...
That's good voice acting. They good voice acting. They really do. I liked Hydron because he's a... No, I'm sorry. I liked Flip because he's a screw-up and a coward. But he's there.
Okay.
Am I getting it mixed up? Whichever one that's like dating the girl.
That's Flipshot.
Okay, yeah. I'm over here going, okay, so this is a peaceful world with no weapons, yet you have a simulator that these guys are practicing to do something illegal on? And it kind of blew my mind going, okay, wait. No war for 1,000, 2,000 years, and you are training to do something that is completely illegal.
Right.
And there's no, like I said in the beginning, right, when they go down and they hit Eternia, they run into these barbarians. And the barbarians are so doofy looking. They have, like, bunny teeth.
Yeah.
And they do the dirt, dirt, dirt thing, and it's oh my god, I hate that, because anyone who knows me knows that I have worked with the mentally disabled and the disadvantaged and the people with disabilities,
right?
And the thing that gets me is that there are some people, and I'm going to be honest here, and it might offend people. There's some people whose only disability is that they are dumb. That's the only way to
get it. Yeah,
that's true. They have a very low IQ, but
functional. Very true.
They're not eating toothpaste or anything.
Right.
They're just not smart, and they don't go durr when they talk. I'd like to know at what point in history did durr or durr become an explanation of a lack of intelligence.
Yeah, well, that's neither here or there. That has nothing to really do with what this podcast is about.
The shit out of me, so it's there. I mean, at least Randor looks like Randor. But there's no nothing. I mean, you go through Snake Mountain, there's nothing that says this is Snake Mountain. There's no minions. There's nobody who's there. I don't remember Skeletor ever having an army. Like that? That never happened. You had a jaw falling asleep in the jail cell. That's about it. And
well, I mean, if you go back if you go back to all, you know, the Golden Books, this and that, you had the Skelcons, you had the Hover Robots.
Yeah,
Skeletor did have his armies. He did have his minions.
I guarantee you, these assholes never went back and read the Lady Bird books. There's no way.
Well, you don't know that. You know, nobody knows that.
He put enough interest in it to watch the whole show. Let alone go read the Lady Bird books. That's
yeah.
Hard.
Well,
I cannot give them that much credit. I wish I could. If they had even watched a single episode, they would have at least given some homage to He-Man.
Right.
And, you know, it's like they took away everything that's He-Man. And this is what gets me about the show. Everything that is He-Man, they took away.
Well,
instead of improving it.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens. I mean, you kind of lose stuff in translation, and unfortunately, maybe that's what happened.
Well, okay, fine. All right. Let's move on past that, because I know that there's a lot of people that's going to not see it the way I see it, right? And I understand that. The show itself, as I said, is an okay show.
I got to tell you, man. I think it's a great show. I mean, I think it's a great show. I mean, from start to finish. I mean, the last 5 minutes of the show is amazing. I mean, again, if this show continued, it would have been an amazing, amazing show. To me, it would have blown away Filmation. It would have blown away. Like, it would have done so much better. I'm not denying
that. Had they kept elements that made me go, oh boy, this is He-Man, it's just in a different way, I'd have been all for it. But it's not. And, okay, I'm not saying that's a bad show in itself. I've already acquiesced to that. I've already said, okay, the show is likable, right?
Right.
And that's the best to get out of me. That's the best we're going to pull out of me. I have given props where props are due so far. Skeletor? Yeah, more like Skele-Pimp. This guy was smooth. The voice acting was amazing.
Right.
But problem is, he sucks up. Really? I mean, Skeletor's ego is huge. And while...
Skeletor is a larger-than-life character. He's Skeletor, man. He has never
shown propensity for this, though. This level of groveling... Now, Skeletor has done a lot of shit, and he has had a lot of plans, but not one plan I've ever seen, even when dealing with Hordak, in any incarnation, had ever groveled, not even to Hordak. And he's groveling to this asshole, instead of just killing him, or turning him into a toad, or some other family-friendly thing. He grovels to him.
Right.
I mean, the first thing he does when he's on his ship is basically hit everyone with an electrical pulse from the ram stack and go, you don't mess with me. And they all didn't mess with him. Except when he started going, oh, yes, you're his friend. Right?
Right.
And then, like, later on, in another episode, I'll get to that when we get to that episode, but he actually gets on his knees and begs the leader to allow him to do things. And I'm over going, he would shoot Hordak in the eye before he begged. Why is he begging this guy? This guy is literally nothing. This guy is too dumb to run his own empire.
Right.
And all he had to do was shove him out an airlock and then just take over. Because I guarantee you those mutants would not have cared. They don't act like they cared.
Right.
And every indication I got from the mutants was they didn't like him either.
Right.
So, I mean, and the way I see it is, it was a huge, it just felt like it diminished Skeletor. And they had such a great voice acting with him. It didn't sound anything like the old, but I don't need that. You know? I accept that. It just, the way he acted was not Skeletor.
Yeah.
Skeletor's ego won't allow that. It's like the comic where they had, Megatron had been destroyed, and they reconfigured him and built him again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was considered brain dead.
Right.
So they reprogrammed him, right? and they said, okay, go move this box and go do this, go that. See, and he's doing all, everything that they have to do. And then the scientist says, kneel. That didn't work well. This is the same. He didn't kneel. No matter what they did, he would not kneel. He would pick up a box, would move a tank, but he would not kneel.
Right.
And that's not, and that's the thing about Skeletor. He will never be sentient banana. That's why he betrayed Hordak. And Hordak's a billion times more powerful than this doofball who whines constantly and gives on the first attack. Well, we're not going to do anything here, so we're going to go. That's what he feels like.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And it's just so grating. Like, I want to like him, and I want to like the character. Like, made his own guard hold his breath.
Mm-hmm.
He told him to stop breathing. It was so awesome. That was hilarious.
Right.
And awesome. And I liked it. And I wanted to like this guy, right? I really did. I was like, this guy's going to be badass. I like this guy. I like this guy even more than I like the original Skeletor. And I love, you know, I love Skeletor. I do all them Skeletor memes. I love Skeletor. But then this.
I mean, yeah, you got to realize too. It's like the Skeletor from New Adventures. It's a different Skeletor. He is a completely different type of. He's more cunning. He's more. He's
manipulative.
He manipulates. He's a manipulator. He manipulates Flog and evil mutants into believing him.
Thank you, Flog. That's his name. Yeah, got it. Get out of mind.
He's a manipulator. He's completely different from anything, any other aspect, any other canon that we've witnessed or we've seen. He's completely different in that way.
Yeah, but if it's a continuation, and this is where me and you are not seeing eye to eye, not because I'm wrong, but because you're giving the show more credit than it deserves in this particular department. They took a property. They slapped He-Man on it. It felt like it was supposed to be a completely different show, and they couldn't get funding for it, so they got He-Man, which has pull. They put it on it, changed a few things, bam! It didn't feel like this was ever originally supposed to be He-Man.
Right. And
it feels like they forced it in when they couldn't get their project off the ground. And like, let's back down here, okay? I give the voice acting of the show on the good guy side, besides the, I'm going to ignore the scientists, because that was actually the style of the time.
Yeah. Well, besides the scientists, to me, that's the biggest downfall
of the
show. I can totally live without those guys. Those guys completely kill it for me. Whenever they open up
to get Negan over to the baseball bat and take care of
them. Whenever they open their mouths or there's a scene with them in it, it's just like I can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, it's painful.
It's very painful.
And then when they scream and run just because you say the word mutant, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know it's a cartoon, but we're not idiots, and neither are my children. And okay, so I'm in the voice acting on the good guy side. I'm giving it a 10. The opening sequence.
Right.
All right. For to stand alone, not to be with He-Man or anything like that, to stand alone, I'm giving it an 8.
Okay.
I know you didn't expect that. I know you didn't expect that.
And it
giving the.
The first, what are you saying?
The opening sequence.
Okay.
I'm giving an 8 out of 10.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
When separated from the fact that it's He-Man.
Right.
It in relatability to the product that it's supposed to be part of, I give it a 2.
Okay.
But as a standalone product, I give it an 8. I will give the animation the part. Look at the again, ignoring, assuming that Negan has taken care of the scientists.
Right.
ignoring the ships, I feel like the ships were directly ripped off something else. And I can't put my finger on it. I wanted to say Robotech, but I'm not sure that's right. And
you could be on the right way.
I mean, it is a direct ripoff of something else. They didn't even try to hide it. And I'm surprised that they didn't get sued. Because if I was the person who did this on the property and I saw that, I would sue the hell out of
them. Yeah, well, I think they had a I believe they also may have had a problem with the mutant pilots, as they kind of resemble stormtroopers.
They did.
Don't quote me but I believe they may have had legal issues
with
that.
No, I think you're getting that mixed up with the movie. The movie looked like stormtroopers.
No. If you go back,
I have to go back and rewatch it again.
Even if you just Google a picture of the mutant pilots from the show,
right?
From the cartoon, they kind of resemble, Star Wars Stormtrooper.
Now, it just felt like they were ripping off other properties to shore up a property they were already disrespecting. When it comes to respect to the original property, I get a -3. I'm sorry, guys. No. I give it a -3 for respecting the property, the brand, that they are supposed to continue.
Right.
They respected it. They pissed all over it. They treated it with no respect whatsoever. However, the story itself, I'll give it a 6-7. I was going to say 6, but I'll give it a 7. Only because of some major plot problems.
Okay.
And honestly, if you look at the old He-Man show, most of those would only get a 7 or a 6 too. Because it was some major problems. So right. I can't disrespect this show and say that the original show is great, because the original show had some really bad plot issues.
Right.
So I can't be unfair to this show just because it threw me off. Okay. When it comes to animation for the evil side, I give Skeletor a 10. I give everybody else a 0. It was like they said, here's some bad guys.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, right. I mean,
the one guy besides Skeletor that actually made me feel like, okay, this guy has some real stuff going on. In the first episode, guys, don't get on me about the next episode yet. Okay, first episode. The one guy, no, okay, take it back, two guys. There was a dude with one big eye.
Yeah, Optic.
And he seemed like 5 seconds.
Optic.
That guy looked cool. He had a cool position. Looked like, okay, when I saw him, I was like, okay, that's the only reason why this entire operation is running. That guy.
Yeah, no, Optic.
No, Optic knows what.
Optic was a cool evil mutant. So was Karate.
I saw Karate one time, and I'll wait to evaluate that until later. When it came to Slush, he was too stupid for words, but I couldn't help but like him.
Right.
He was so dumb, but you know what made me like him? The morals.
Okay.
When they did the morals, for some reason, liked him. And that is something I did appreciate about this cartoon. Kept the morals, at least.
Yeah, well, the MYP had morals as well, just not in America.
No, that's what I'm saying.
If you bought the what's it called?
Yeah,
they came out with was it like 2-3 years ago? They came out with the DVD.
They had like the DVD set, and that's what we got is the DVD.
And the morals were in that set.
Well, yeah, but like we're talking about, you know, the new adventures right now. They just disrespected the property so much that when I saw that they put a moral in, it lightened my spirits a little bit. Okay,
without doubt, I give the moral a sense of, it brought back it brought back something that that was there as a child. You know, the 80s, the old 80s cartoons had a moral at the end.
Yeah, and then continued it, because in the 90s, if you remember, most of them didn't really have morals. And now they don't get no more.
Right.
So I appreciated that. Okay, and I'll give them props for keeping the morals and having real morals.
Yeah.
Okay, the morals that they gave were real solid advice and good morals.
Yes.
On how to behave, how to stay safe, don't talk to strangers.
Right.
Don't jump into water without testing it first. That was the episode that made me like Slim. When he jumps in, he's like, yeah, next time.
Yeah. He's full of mud. Yeah.
And the one where, I think it was Flog.
Flog.
He runs out on the ice like an idiot and it cracks.
Right.
Was it him?
Yeah, I
don't remember if it was him or not, but he runs out on the ice and that stupid robot. Another thing, the robot kills it. I hate that robot.
Which robot?
The robot that's like semi-sentient, and he's kind of a smart aleck, and he looks almost like Johnny Five, kind of.
Johnny Five. Weapons-tronic, Artella.
I guess that's name.
Yeah, Artella.
I hated that voice. I hated the way he talked. It bothered me. If he didn't say anything, it would have been much better.
Yeah, well.
But, okay, now that's just me being a jerk, though, about the show. That's not really... I would not put any stock into what I just said.
Because, right.
You know, I'm determined to hate the show. I'm going to find any reason to do it.
Well, that's your point of view. I mean, like I said, it took me a very long time for me to finally realize that I respect and I actually enjoy the show a lot.
I said I liked it better. That's the best you're going to get out of me. But I will say this. When it comes to the voice acting of the bad guys,
right?
Like I said, Skeletor gets 10, everyone else gets a -3. This is not the animation, but also the voice acting. The voice acting for the bad guys was so bad,
right?
Like they weren't. Why do you have to make everybody stupid?
Look,
I mean, in Eternia, I could understand you're stuck on a planet. You don't exactly, you know, you're in the chemosphere. You don't exactly have schools to teach you anything.
Right.
And usually the people who follow Skeletor were easily manipulated. That makes sense. But the warriors who go out into space and they fly complicated technological airplanes with weapons of mass destruction on them.
Yeah.
Why do you have to make it look like this?
It's all part of the aura. You know, it's to feel it out. You know, we're gonna see. Who's the smarter of the bunch? Who's the stupider of the bunch? I guess it approaches the territory.
There's other ways you can denote a lack of intelligence without making them sound overly stupid when they talk. Because there's a lot of people, or people like this, who sound normal, but once you start getting to know them, you realize this guy ain't too bright.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. 100% true.
It comes across in its own way. And I just don't think that... Okay, they did the same thing. Okay, I'm gonna give it to the original show now. Okay, don't lynch mob me. They did the same shit then, and I hated it then, even as a child, when they made Ram Man sound like. Rocky Balboa.
I totally agree. I hated his voice. I thought they made him sound so goddamn stupid.
That's not even the word. If Ram Man was talking and behaving the way he behaved in the cartoon, I would ensure as his friend that he was hospitalized and given the treatment that he requires. Because clearly he has hit his head so many times that he is punch drunk and cannot function in society. It's the same way they do with these mutants. It sounds like they just cannot function.
Yeah.
It's like you have to walk up beside them and take the spoon and flip it over and put it back in their hand because they were trying to eat their soup.
Right.
That's how they sound.
Yeah. They're eating the soup with a knife, you know?
Yeah. And I'm not even kidding when I say this. It pisses me off. I'm sorry. It makes me upset now.
Right.
When I was a child, I'm talking about 5, 6 years old, it made me upset then. Because Ram Man, when he had his debut comic, he did not talk like that.
No.
He was clearly not.
No, he was intelligent.
He was not the smartest guy in the world, but the guy spoke.
Right.
And he spoke normally. But you could tell from the dialogue that he wasn't, you know, he wasn't up to, you know, it was like you got that one friend who isn't real bright, right? But you can talk to him, have fun and everything. But he's not the brightest person in the
country. Yeah.
That was what I got from Ram Man. He was awesome. He was a cool guy. He was based Joey from Friends.
Yeah.
Not that funny, but he wasn't going, "I forgot how to tie my shoes again. It's a potato." And if you're going to do that, back then they didn't have a whole lot of understanding of how the things you do affect other people. They had a lot of race stereotypes and mental issue stereotypes and stuff like that. And I hope to God that it never happens again. Because really, when you're going to make fun of somebody who's not intelligent, you're showing who you are, a human being. When you make fun of someone with autism or with, you know, a disability,
right?
That shows you're the one that's a subhuman.
Yes,
you're not even a human. Okay, these people need your help.
Yes,
you're mocking them. You know.
Yes,
and in this extreme, it's even worse. It's no better than taking your fingers at the corner of your eyes and going ting ting chong chong in front of a Chinese person.
Right.
It's not cool, and it's not fun. Then we didn't understand. Now we do. Right? And when I look at it, you know, I've had people call me a retard before. And I'm like, number one, I don't use that word.
Right.
Because
it's degrading.
It's degrading. Two, why would you insult somebody with Down syndrome or whatever by comparing to me? What did they do?
Yeah.
I'm a horrible person. What did they do to deserve this? Right. Leave them alone. Accuse me of something. Don't compare someone to me.
Right.
That's not fair. That's not right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, I'll tell you right now, I'm not that smart of a guy. But, you know, and I get wound up because it's like, there's no one, no matter how much I have dealt with people, not dealt with, that's not the right word or phrase, worked with people with Down syndrome, with low IQ, with low functionality, with autism, with extreme autism,
right,
with light autism,
okay,
all these different spectrums. Have I ever heard someone go, "Durr"? Not once.
Right.
And I don't understand where that trope comes from. If anyone knows the origin of that trope, I'd appreciate it. And that's something that really kills this show for me. Is that they're blatant. All didn't seem like that to me. I've yet to see one, except for maybe Karate, if I remember correctly, seemed like he could tie his own shoelaces.
Right, right. All right.
Karate looked at his shoes crossways, and they tied themselves.
Right. All right. But, well, let's get the.
You know.
Do you have any closing statements? Because it's kind of getting late. I got to get to bed, and I started the show a little later than expected. And
explosions.
So, do you have any?
Yeah, I actually do for once.
Alrighty, go for it.
You make fun or use as an insult someone who is disabled. You are lower than what Brian Ozone left in the toilet an hour ago. And you are scum. And I wanna give a shout out to my buddy, Stephen Day.
Okay.
He couldn't do it this week. He's fighting a man cold. You know, that basically means he got the bubonic plague.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going around, man.
He's sick. Man, he's real sick. That's why he hasn't been able to respond.
Right.
You know, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Vortigan.
Okay.
Vortigan, I don't know if I mentioned him before. He is as big as I am small.
Okay.
I mean, he's like the exact opposite of me. He's like 6'5", I'm 5'6".
Okay.
And this guy went all the way to Baton Rouge from it's like the capital. Anyway, from where he lived to Baton Rouge, which is a long drive, just to check out a vintage shop to see if they had any He-Man for my son for Christmas.
Okay.
Just because he wanted, I didn't ask him to. I didn't implant. He did it of his own volition.
Oh, that's good. Very nice.
And that's a friend.
Yes, it is.
That is a friend.
That is a very good friend.
And one day I want to have him on here because he likes DC and stuff.
Okay. So
he likes Superman and he likes Batman.
Okay.
And him and me back and forth over, you know, the powers and everything that He-Man displays.
Right.
And he's helped me to really put things into perspective in ways that I didn't think of before. So I'd like to really have him on sometime.
All right,
those are my two shout-outs. Peace out, guys.
All right. So next week we're gonna have a friend on my buddy Andrew Kay. We were roommates at a couple of different conventions over the years. He's gonna be joining us next week, and I'd just like to say to check out popculturenetwork.com. Check out the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. Check out the All Encompassing Facebook page. Check out HeManWorld.com. And until next time, guys, rock on.